Hi, welcome to episode 2 of the podcast. In this episode, we're exploring the needs versus wants. How subconsciously we often think we need a baby to be happy, to be fulfilled or to be complete. And that puts pressure on the process. The fear of it not happening is so immense, and that fear can actually stop it from happening. So how do you let go of the fear of not having a baby? How do you shift it from being a need to being a desire? Let's explore that together in this episode. Hi. I want to talk a little bit about needs versus wants. I often use the analogy of a roller coaster, life being a roller coaster. And often we imagine life being a roller coaster and our thinking wants to know we're going to be okay in the future. Our thinking wants to look ahead and make sure our life is taking us where it thinks it needs us to be happy, or to meet our expectations about life, which is all future thinking. So if you imagine life being a roller coaster, our thinking is always looking ahead to make sure the track's going in the right direction. In fact, it's almost trying to steer the roller coaster into a particular direction. And trying to steer a roller coaster gets pretty uncomfortable. And that's because our thinking thinks we need certain outcomes or a certain path of our life to be fully happy and content and fulfilled. So get scared it's not going to happen. So it's putting all its energy into trying to make sure that happens and trying to control things so it gets that outcome. And of course, we can't control the future and the fact the future doesn't exist. So it puts it into our head and see if we can control it within there through our thinking. Now, for me, that gets pretty uncomfortable, trying to steer a roller coaster, because nothing can predict the future and life is very unpredictable. We never know what's around the corner. And if we think our happiness and our well-being is dependent on certain outcomes or certain expectations, then it's like being on a hamster wheel, striving to be somewhere and we never actually get there. Because it's looking in the wrong place. Our thinking is looking in the wrong place for happiness and well-being. It's really not dependent on anything on the outside of us, particularly on the future that doesn't actually exist apart from in our thinking. So for me, it's a misunderstanding about where our well-being comes from that makes us trying to steer this roller coaster of life, fearful that we're not going to be okay. But if you can imagine that whatever happens, you're going to be okay. If you can truly know in your heart that whatever happens, you'll be okay, it almost doesn't matter where this roller coaster of life goes, and you can begin to relax on the journey more. And hey, you can begin to even enjoy the journey. And if you imagine us like an iceberg, I believe that we're spiritual beings living in a physical realm. There's this energy behind life that we don't truly understand and never going to truly understand, that enables a cut to heal itself without us doing anything, or a shoal of fish to swim together and know what to do. But we're made of that energy, we're part of that energy. And if that energy was the ocean, we're made of water. But a small percentage of us is in this physical realm, in this world of form, the bit above the water. And if we're trying to get a sense of okayness and psychological well-being through this physical realm, through material things, jobs, career, bank balance, size of house or whatever, wanting to be liked or loved, then we're like this thing on the water being tossed around by the waves. Because our stability, our emotional resilience, our innate well-being is within us. We've been looking in the wrong place for the answers. We're looking in the place that is the obvious place to look, because we can see it. We can see the physical world. And it really does look like the things in the physical world make us feel something. But it's actually our thinking about those things creates our experience. And our innate well-being is within us. Our true source of okayness, our feeling of being content and at peace, is within us. We were born with it. It's like a birthright. It's part of just who we are. That's why little children just are having innate well-being. And if they ever spout another kid, it's soon forgotten. They go back to being okay, because it's a self-correcting system. That innate well-being is within us. We're everything below the water. That's where our well-being comes from. Knowing we're made of this energy of life that's loving and creative. That's unconditional. That's abundant. Doesn't require anything of us. It made us. It doesn't make anything that needs to prove itself. It doesn't make anything that's flawed. We're like this diamond, perfect, pure, unique. That's where our well-being comes from, everything below the water of the iceberg. And when we begin to understand that our well-being is within us, we're born with it. It almost doesn't matter where this roller coaster of life goes. We can begin to enjoy the journey more, just by being on it. There's nothing wrong with having goals, aspirations and desires. But when we hold them lightly, no, we don't need them to be okay. They're not a need. They're like a choice, a preference. If we think we need it to be okay, it's almost a definition of an addiction, thinking we need something for our psychological well-being. And the fear of it not happening kicks in, or the fear of it not happening kicks in. That we're never truly content until we get there. But in one hand, we hold that goal, that aspiration lightly. In the other hand, know we're okay in this moment. And for me, it's the creative tension between the two of those things moves us forward. We co-create our life with this energy behind life. We can know whatever happens, we're going to be okay. And what's ironic is when we have that kind of mindset, we're far more likely to create those things we want in our lives, to create those achievements. It's very difficult to create something coming from a place of fear. But when we know we're okay, we know that our well-being is within us, we were born with it. There's nothing we need to do to have it. It's within us all the time. And it's those moments when we're not thinking, when our thinking collapses, we drop into that feeling of well-being. It's those times where we drop into that well-being, not because we're striving to be there. We drop into it and we're least trying to be there. Because it's within us. It's who we are. It's kind of our true identity, connected to this potential, this wisdom, this energy behind life. That's where our well-being comes from. That allows us to enjoy this journey, and actually almost turn the journey into an adventure. Almost being excited about the unknown, the potential, and everything else that this adventure of life can bring us. So you want to be aware of the things you want to attain in your life, how much they need, how much they want. And do you recognize actually you have everything you need within you now, in this moment, to be okay? Because you are okay.